local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Now, we've made it to Thursday. That's not at all bad. 6.05 FM Talk 106.5. Heading for a high around 93 today. 66 now at our studios. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way right after traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, has been a perfect start to the day so far. Accident-free conditions continue. Traveling in from the Eastern Shore, from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and downtown, all the way through Mobile, we're looking good. 65 split up towards Pritchard, Saraland. You're not finding any delays. Welcome back to Market in the Park, running every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Stop downtown at Cathedral Square to get your locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. With other contests, your competition could be in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Montana, or even California.
California?
That's right, California. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs, local. In the Summer Better Than Others contest, register each week at a different partner business for your chance to win a $50 qualifying prize and a chance at the grand prize showcase, including a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch Jewelers, Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Fee. Go for the gold with the best chicken tenders for you and your friends at Goldfingers. An inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters. A two-week four-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor. And a Liberty Fat Boy Junior Safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at fmtalk1065.com and on our Facebook. Local business, local winners. From your local hometown radio station. The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
My buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators back in studio. Summertime's here and the living's stingy and bitey. I think about my backyard. You got fire ants on the ground, you got mosquitoes in the air, and I need Arrow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Mobile is the area for definitely for fire ants, and mosquitoes is almost a year-round problem for us.
Oh, so you got to tackle something that's, two different critters out there that are kind of ruining our backyards for us. How do you do that?
Well, we'll create a customized plan specifically for your needs, whether it be our fire ant program or a mosquito program that we can put in place for you.
Okay, so the fire ants take over somebody's backyard. Does Arrow have a way to keep them at bay so I can get back out barefooted? Can you get rid of fire ants?
Yes, we can come out and we'll send an evaluator out to take a look at that property and figure out specific areas that we need to treat, and we can take care of the fire ants for you.
All right, so we're going after mosquitoes, we're going after fire ants. How do we get in touch with you?
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
All right, Austin, so I am planning a family party around that information. Get rid of those fire ants, get rid of those mosquitoes.
Absolutely, we've got 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. Right, 608 to FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday Eve. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Just mentioning some are better than others contests. Y'all get it?
Some are better than others.
Yes, and our contests are better than others. More details on the Some Are Better Than Others prize giveaway on our Facebook page, on our website, on our Instagram page?
That's correct, our Instagram page.
On our Twitter feed as well, you can get those details. Some Are Better Than Others kicks off in earnest next week with your first chance to get registered and all kind of prizes we're going to be hooking you up with. And once again, like the big voice guy says in the promo for it, you're not competing against people all over the United States. This is not you and, you know, somebody in Schenectady, somebody in San Diego, somebody in Topeka. It's folks like, you're competing against folks in Foley and Somerdale. And, Citronelle and Dolphin Island and Mobile.
Your neighbors,
yeah.
Is what you're saying.
And there's, every time we do a contest here, which we do a bunch of them at FM Talk 106.5, a local person wins.
not true with the other contest. We'll just put it that way. Check it out. Some are better than others. Great contest, great prizes happening right here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, here's Kelly Finley with headlines.
All righty, thank you very much, Sean. Finally, we've made it through the June primary. Whew. As the final numbers roll in, we can now confirm that the late Michael McAllister, the deceased Republican gubernatorial candidate, received more than 3,000 votes in Tuesday's primary. According to the Alabama Secretary of State's office, McAllister racked up 3,326 votes, which put him, of course, in last place among the five Republican candidates. Governor Kay Ivey, the incumbent, she won the primary. McAllister, a former corrections officer who qualified to run for the Republican gubernatorial nomination but was never able to campaign, if you'll recall, he was found deceased in his home in Troy back in April. He was 69 years old. And what we learned, if you are a loyal listener to FM Talk 106.5, Secretary of State John Merrill tells us earlier this week that Alabama law prohibits changes to ballots within 76 days of a primary or general election. So prior to the primary, the Secretary of State said any vote for McAllister would be tallied but not certified, making it impossible for him to win the party's nomination. Here's some new news. Janice Canham was reelected mayor of the town of Jackson's Gap back in 2012, despite having passed away 1 month earlier. Canham died in July, just ahead of the August election, but defeated her opponent 128 votes to 66. The town council then appointed the new mayor. So I just want to give you the update on, as we're continuing to wrap up discussions of the primary this weekend.
A deceased before, candidate update, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, you have to do what you got to do. And before you know, we're going to be talking about runoff, right? So just remember, we keep you in the know. And then there's this, an arrest has been made in a shooting in Mobile as two people were wounded last Friday on Page Avenue. Mobile police arrested 44-year-old Raymond Jones of Daphne, right now being held, of course, at Metro Jail on assault, domestic violence, and burglary charges. Jones is also charged with second-degree domestic violence, second-degree assault, interference with a domestic violence emergency call, first-degree burglary, and third-degree domestic violence menacing. All of that's according to jail records. He is expected to be in court later today. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
In 1918, two banks began working together with one common goal, helping people reach their dreams. A perfect match. A perfect union. Now, 100 years later, and with thousands of dreams reached, Hancock Bank and Whitney Bank have one name. Hancock Whitney. One bank. One mission. One name. 100 years in the making. Hancock Whitney. Your dream. Our mission.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. A deadly hit and run as a car plows into three people, including a one-year-old baby, as they tried to cross the street. This happened last night on Cervantes Street near M Street in Pensacola. Witnesses say a white Dodge Charger or Challenger sped through a red light and hit a mother, her baby, and another adult. The one-year-old baby and an adult have died. The baby's mother was rushed to Baptist Hospital. Police are still looking for the driver this morning.
We can't bring those lives that are lost tonight back, but we certainly can work hard to prevent any other lives from being lost.
A bond hearing today for the man charged with attempted rape and assault in a frightening attack in downtown Mobile. Douglas Dunson is accused of attacking a woman inside the RSA parking garage. And two of Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox's former opponents are now endorsing the Democratic nominee for governor. Sue Bell Cobb and Doug Newblue Smith announced their support for the November primary. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
I'd like to place an order for delivery. The Mystic Topaz earrings.
Really?
I need it delivered to the spa at the hotel downtown today.
Really?
Well, the missus was online paying her credit card and noticed a pending payment to the hotel downtown. The kids were so sick and loud, and Mama had the flu with them. It was absolute chaos.
I remember how it was when my kids were young.
I just needed a break, so I called off work, I booked a room, I got a massage, room service, and slept in utter peace and quiet till it was time for me to go home.
Dave, really?
So I woke up this morning with a note on the pillow saying she called me out of work today, and then left me a list of who gets what medicine when and who can eat what, and along with a chore list, and she's staying at the same hotel.
Wow. Hey, should I send the matching pendant too?
Might as well. I just got to say, Ron, it was worth it.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Good morning, 6:15 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 110-102 in Cleveland on Wednesday night to take a commanding 3-0 series lead in the NBA Finals. Golden State's Kevin Durant led every player on the floor with 43 points, including a three-pointer in the final minute to give the Warriors a 106-100 lead.
Shot clock at 5. Kevin Durant way outside, delivers! Kevin Durant from downtown, it's a six-point game!
The 43 points is a career playoff high for Durant. LeBron James scored 33 for the Cavaliers, and Kevin Love added 20. But for Cleveland to win the championship, they'll have to do something no team has ever done in NBA history. Teams that have fallen behind 3-0 in the NBA playoffs are 0-131. 131 series losses, zero series wins when a team falls behind 3. Even though most think the series is as good as over, Durant was focused on the next game following the win.
I'm just really just trying to come in and be the best teammate player I can be until, you know, this thing is over. So, you know, I just got to stay locked in.
Game 4 is tomorrow night in Cleveland at 8 o'clock. The Mobile Bay Bears crushed the Chattanooga Lookouts 17-4 on Wednesday in Chattanooga. Bay Bears fell behind 1-0 in the first inning, but scored 8 runs in the third inning to kickstart their highest scoring game since July of 2016. And that game was also against the Chattanooga Lookouts. Zach Walsh and both hit two-run home runs yesterday, and Brennan Lund had 3 hits for the 3rd consecutive game. Bay Bears will wrap up the 5-game road series at Chattanooga tonight at 6:15 before they head back home to face the Jackson Generals at Hank Aaron Stadium. That game starts tomorrow night at 7:05. Also Wednesday, 4 Bay Bears were named to the Southern League All-Star Game. Pitcher Griffin Canning, catcher Michael Barash, third baseman Taylor Ward, and outfielder Zach Gibbons were all selected to play in the game on June 19th at Regents Field in Birmingham. Canning hasn't allowed a home run since May 9th and has only allowed 6 earned runs in 36 innings over 8 starts. Barash is known for his stellar play behind home plate. He has a fielding percentage of .994 and has only 2 errors in 329 innings. Ward was recently promoted to the Angels AAA team in Salt Lake. While with the Bay Bears, he was ranked 3rd in the Southern League in batting average. And Gibbons has the lowest strikeout percentage in the Southern League. He's knocked in 21 RBI this season. On Tuesday, Delaware became the first state outside of Nevada to fully legalize betting on sports. Governor John Carney was the first in the state to make a legal bet when he placed $10 on the Phillies to beat the Cubs. And maybe it's a good omen? The Phillies won that game 6-1, meaning that the first bet placed, by the governor no less, was a winner. And yesterday, the state announced that on the first day of legalized betting, $322,135 was bet in Delaware. Delaware had only offered parlay wagering on NFL games since 2009. Last year, the state took around $48 million on NFL parlay wagers. Forecasters say between $350 and $760 million in bets could be taken annually by the state if online gambling is also implemented. In Major League Baseball on Wednesday, the San Diego Padres beat the Atlanta Braves 3-1. Washington Nationals crushed Tampa Bay 11-2. Pittsburgh Pirates beat the LA Dodgers 11-9. And Jason Hayward hit a walk-off grand slam to give his Chicago Cubs a 7-5 win over Philadelphia. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Yeah, we had talked with the guy from the Clarion Ledger about a month ago or so when the law had changed when the Supreme Court came back with their decision. And he told us at that point he thought 40 to 45 days Mississippi might be ready ready to go ahead with legalized sports betting. That's coming up this month.
Yeah, maybe by July they'll have it. I'll need to check in on Mississippi and see how that's coming along. But everyone expected New Jersey to be the first state since they were the one in the lawsuit.
Not Delaware.
Delaware beat them to it.
Rehoboth Beach, hotbed of gambling. it could be very soon in the news that people could go, you'd have to go over to physically stand in the casinos in Biloxi, but you could gamble. You could bet on sports then, right?
Yeah, and Delaware, they're only allowing gambling at three locations. I think two of those are horse race tracks, but of course, Biloxi, way more ready to implement sports gambling because there's a lot more casinos in Mississippi.
Right, the deal is, at least the way I understand it from what you're telling me about Delaware, what we found out about Mississippi, when a state will be legalizing sports betting, you can't do it just anywhere. You have to, go to a casino.
I think that's only the rule in certain states. I think Delaware, they know that the online thing is going to be huge for them, being able to place bets on apps, so they're pushing for that. I think that'll probably be the next front in Mississippi once sports betting is legalized. They'll start pushing to make it available on apps and online.
All right. Very good. We'll give you more on that when the information rolls across that border over to our west. 620 coming right back.
Father's Day is on the way. Give Dad a style upgrade from D&K. Designer suits by Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, and more are buy one, get one half off. Slim fit, modern fit, and traditional fit suits start as low as $2 for $200. Is it hard to shop for your pop? Get him a gift card and let him do the choosing. Planning a summer wedding? D&K is your formal wear headquarters with loads of options for purchase and rentals starting from $69.95. For the largest selection and best service, shop D&K on the Beltline today. 665-7350.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join me for Midday Mobile weekdays at noon for local talk. The latest news, sports, pop, and unpopped culture. Live, local, and fresh with your calls and opinions every weekday starting at noon right here on FM Talk 106.5. Turning up your voice.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, a couple accidents. We've had them in hit and runs, and that's it. A good ride so far this morning is traffic in for the Eastern Shore. Watch your speed. Officer's been working a little bit of radar again from the 65 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. A perfect start to our morning. Heart Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A and 1 mile on the left. And right now, they've got great deals on all their used carts from Yamaha. Electric or gas, call 287-2547. Heart Doctor. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 66 now at FM Talk 106.5. Heading for a high in the 90s today. Hey, coming up to Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Looks like marine conditions, if you're getting offshore this weekend, look really, really good compared to last weekend. Seas 1 foot or less coming up for today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. So good news there. 6:24, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Sean. Good morning, everyone. If you have family coming into or maybe heading through Houston, a number of delays this morning because of some tense moments of passengers trying to catch early morning flights. They were told to evacuate Houston's William P. Hobby Airport. According to the AP, journalists going through the checkpoint, T TSA and their workers shouted, "Shut it down, everyone leave." This is at about 4:35 a.m., which forced hundreds of people to evacuate. Well, of course, I am scouring social media, and 4 minutes ago, WBRC tweeted out an update. The AP now reporting a toy grenade in a passenger's bag. That's what forced that shutdown of the security checkpoint. The bomb squad determined that the suspicious item spotted by TSA was a, quote, novelty grenade.
Yeah, you know, and this reminded me, because we talked about this on the show a couple months ago, about toys that we I played with as a kid. We used to go to the Army-Navy store, and they would take grenades, they'd hollow them out, and then cast them in metal so they couldn't be used, and that was like a toy we used. It sounds like they're saying this is a hollowed-out grenade, maybe that same kind of deal.
I guess, but in this day and age, you know, knowing how tense it is to travel.
Yeah, not a good choice.
Wow, not in the bag you're checking.
No.
Put it underneath the plane. You know, let it go through the proper security. That's scary, and now you've inconvenienced hundreds of people, which that's that ripple effect, right? Mm-hmm. Because Houston is a hub, and if you've ever had to fly through there, you know that's some flying. That takes some time.
Yep. That is for sure. So, yeah, word to the wise.
Yeah.
Keep that out of your check baggage or your carry-on.
Or just mail it ahead of you so your toy grenade can be waiting for you.
There you go.
All right, reality star Kim Kardashian West and President Donald Trump being applauded for the release of Alice Marie Johnson. Of course, she's the woman whose life sentence, for drug offenses was commuted by the president. You'll recall, West recently met with the president regarding the sentence. So a video trending this morning shows Johnson reuniting with her family and also thanking the president and West. AP reports Johnson was convicted back in 1996 on 8 criminal counts related to a Memphis-based cocaine trafficking operation involving more than a dozen people. The 1994 indictment describes dozens of deliveries and drug transactions, many involving Johnson. So she was sentenced to life in prison in 1997, and appellate judges and the U.S. Supreme Court, they rejected her appeals. Court records show she had a motion pending for a reduction in her sentence, but federal prosecutors were opposed, saying in a court filing that the sentence is in accord with federal guidelines based on the large quantity of drugs involved. Well, Kim Kardashian West took to Twitter, tweeting out the following. "The phone call I just had with Alice will forever be one of my best memories. Telling her for the first time and hearing her screams while crying together is a moment I will never forget." That's at Kim Kardashian if you'd like to follow along.
Right. You would. It'd make me sick if I knew how many people were following.
But I'm just keeping you posted. You know, I don't dictate the headlines. I just bring them to you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Lucky for us, I'm going to do more than just bring you the headline. There was a quote Alice Martin saying, well, thank you to Kim Kardashian. Thank you to President Trump. And Kim's not doing this for publicity.
Stop.
And at that point, I'm sorry, there were flags on the plane. I mean, there's flags coming out. The pockets are being emptied out with trying to find a new flag to throw. Come on. It's a good thing for her. Okay, I understand. But maybe, you know what? She's been in prison all this time, and maybe she's doesn't understand how the world is today to say Kim Kardashian didn't do this for publicity. Mm. Really? I'm sorry.
She's an angel, Sean. Come on.
I mean, whether she was, I'm not saying she's an angel or not.
I don't think any of us can throw a stone, but it's good she's out. You know what?
I'm saying for her, it must be the time in prison that keeps her kind of out of the social media loop to know that Kim Kardashian doesn't breathe if it's not for publicity.
She is publicity.
She is publicity. And then, of course, it brings up this question. You got, celebrities showing up at the White House, right? And then people getting pardoned. Is this, I'm just saying, I'm making for a new TV show. Could we do this show? Like, you come in, and the president's there, and of course, back to Celebrity Apprentice, and Donald Trump's there. You make your case, and instead of getting fired, you get pardoned. You know, it's like a reverse of the...
I like that.
You're pardoned. Like, you have like 6 or 7 people that are looking for commuted sentencing or something like that, and they get pardoned.
What, does he walk up and like unlock the... The rest, the handcuffs,
that's how you,
is that what he does? And he throws them off to the side?
You're pardoned. All right, coming right back.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. News 5 has confirmed a Mobile police captain is the subject of an administrative investigation. However, police will not say why Captain Doug Parmenter is being investigated. Captain Parmenter is with the department's 3rd Precinct on the city's north side.
A deadly hit and run as a car plows into three people, including a one-year-old baby, as they tried to cross the street. This happened last night on Cervantes Street near M Street in Pensacola. Witnesses say a white Dodge Challenger or Charger sped through a red light and hit a mother, her baby, and another adult. The one-year-old baby and an adult have died. The baby's mother was rushed to Baptist Hospital. Police are still looking for the driver this morning. Alabama state troopers say the driver of an 18-wheeler that crashed over the weekend has died. The driver from Pennsylvania was hauling mushrooms when his truck ran off the road, hit a guardrail, and then collided with a concrete bridge support. The crash shut down part of the interstate in Baldwin County for hours Sunday night. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG.
Plan a visit to the West End Beach at Dauphin Island. There's lots going on this weekend. After a day of fun in the sun and water, at dusk Friday evening, the West End Beach free movie is Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. And Sunday at 6 p.m., the Mo Jazz Band entertains. Snack vendors will be on hand. No glass, no pets, no grills. Bring yourself, your blankets, chairs, and your bug spray just in case. So don't wait. Come on down to Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
The path your life has followed has taken you far. But getting from where you are today to where you want to arrive tomorrow takes a financial plan customized solely for you. Guided by your personal private banker, your dedicated team of advisors at BBVA Compass will provide financial solutions and comprehensive wealth planning. BBVA Compass Global Wealth, creating opportunities for you and your family every step of the way. For more information, visit bbvacompass.com/wealth. Financial planning services provided by BBVA Compass. BBVA Compass is a trade name of Compass Bank, member FDIC.
He isn't happy about having to attend the G7 summit in Canada on Friday. Wiley's preparing for the summit with North Korea. Caitlin Collins reports Canada's prime minister is none too pleased with the U.S. trade tariffs.
During the May 25th call with Trudeau, he pressed Mr. Trump about justifying the tariffs as a national security issue, to which Trump quipped, "Didn't you guys burn down the White House?" A reference to when the British, not the Canadians, attacked Washington during the War of 1812.
The Golden State Warriors now hold a 3-0 lead over the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA Finals. Warriors coach Steve Kerr.
We got a lot of guys who can score and fill it up, and they lift each other up if one of them's having a tough night.
Housing Secretary Ben Carson's rent proposal would raise rents about 20% for low-income tenants in the nation's top 100 metropolitan areas. He says it would bring stability. I'm Mike Moss.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Apparently, there's a big difference between online shoppers and Amazon shoppers. According to a new poll from NPR Marist, 44% of online shoppers begin their shopping journey on Amazon versus 33% who do a Google search. But Amazon may have one weak point. Although 84% of Amazon customers shop for apparel online, only 20% say they usually buy these items on Amazon, and 76% of Amazon customers buy the items elsewhere. The retail giant has dominated almost all other aspects of online shopping and changed the way consumers buy products on the web and in person. ZTE is nearing a deal with the U.S. to save its business, but the Chinese telecom giant faces more battles ahead as losses pile up. The Wall Street Journal says ZTE executives in China signed an agreement that would allow it to resume buying parts from U.S. suppliers and restart smartphone and telecom equipment factories following an April ban imposed by the Commerce Department. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
A little cooler this morning. I saw the 60s here at the studio when we started the show. It's probably not going to last long, but I'm enjoying it while I can.
Yeah, definitely enjoy it because another week or so we'll get back into that very humid weather that we experienced last week. We had a high of 89 yesterday. We should get higher than that today. Still, the humidity will be on the low side. It'll be sunny, about 92 for this afternoon. And then tonight, mostly clear skies, and we'll be down around 70 to 72 degrees tomorrow morning. As for Friday, I expect plenty of sunshine tomorrow, but we could see some isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon, and the temperature back up into the lower 90s. As for the weekend, not too bad, a little more humid, and a little better chance, too, for some of those afternoon thunderstorms, and high temperatures for Saturday and Sunday will be around 88, perhaps 89 degrees. So a warm weekend, afternoon thunderstorms, and the best time, of course, going to be the morning hours through noontime. And after that, of course, those thunderstorms will be developing. This pattern should continue into next week, and even more humid as we get into Monday and Tuesday.
All right. What, if anything, are you watching in the tropics?
Right now, we're looking good. Just a few scattered thunderstorms over the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean, and the Atlantic is quiet, which is not unusual early in the season because the waters of the Atlantic have not really warmed up yet. They don't reach their peak till about September. And of course, that's when the peak of hurricane season occurs.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams right here on FM Talk 106.5. Let's check the ride in now. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. A smooth ride so far as your traffic from the 65 split out towards Tillman's Corner, Theodore, Highway 90 near Sweettown. You've got some local radar there. Also, as you traffic from Moffitt University, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Good ride across the Bayway. Westbound lane starting to pick up into the downtown area. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less with no-cost, 2-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along. With free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's a part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one is going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one will give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go. Because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app in your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the next radio app today. Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
Mark your calendar, Saturday, June 23rd, 2 p.m. for the one-woman show, Wit and Wrath, Life and Times of Dorothy Parker, by Claudia Baumgarten at the Ben May Main Library, 701 Government. Dorothy Parker was a wit, a social observer with an acid tongue, a brilliant writer of poetry, short stories, and a compassionate advocate for the less fortunate. Come to appreciate anew the truly phenomenal, outrageous Dorothy Parker, Saturday, June 23rd, 2 p.m. at the Main Library, downtown.
640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. Hey, coming up tonight, Cottage Hill Package Store welcoming Kayla from Red Clay Brewing Company from Opelika to the back lounge tonight, starting at 6. They're going to be pouring a bunch of different beers for us to check out. Plus, we get a chance at the Adult Spelling Bee. They'll have their halftime Hefeweizen, 53 Kolsch style, their Southern Renegade Southern style ESB, Mackenzie Scotch style ale, and expect some surprises. And one of those surprises might be the Adult Spelling Bee. You come out, you've sampled the beers, and then you get to show off your spelling chops.
I think one of the spelling words should be Hefeweizen.
Yeah. I think that should be the first one.
Yeah, I think so.
DQ the whole group.
And the last one.
That's right. So come on out tonight. Check out the Red Clay Brews, also the Adult Spelling Bee. And while you're there, what a great chance to pick up some gifts for Father's Day coming up. Huge cigar selection. Great craft beers, spirits, wines. And right there at the corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, online at cottagehillpackage.com or Cottage Hill Package. Find them on Facebook. 641, time to check headlines. Here's Hefeweizen.
Oh my goodness! That can get you in a lot of trouble.
What?
If you pause at on the wrong syllable.
What do you say? What?
It is 6:41 on this Friday Eve. We begin with a horrific crime making news in Mississippi this morning, as a Gulfport man is charged with shooting a woman twice. One bullet hitting her in the body, the other bullet hitting her in the head. 37-year-old Johnny Anthony Carter was arrested on Tuesday. The victim only being identified at this point as a 54-year-old woman. She was taken to the hospital where she remains in critical condition. Our news partners at WLOX are now reporting that after investigating this shooting, officers determined that the victim and Carter, they got into some sort of dispute. That's when Carter reportedly went to go get a gun and shot her while she was sitting on the porch of a home. Police were able to find that gun that they believe was used in the shooting inside that home. Authorities say Carter and the victim were acquaintances. Carter was taken to Harrison County Jail, where his bond is set at $250,000 for the attempted murder charge. Well, Wednesday, the city welcomed softball players to the American Softball Association Draft Party. It was here in Mobile. Draft Party was from 4 to 7 at Moe's Barbecue in downtown Mobile. So this is the new women's league. Plans were to draft 56 players from across the country during the draft. So coaches and potential players and fans all were invited to enjoy the festivities yesterday. The players will fill four teams, and those four teams will compete throughout the summer. So the way it goes is traditionally the end of college means the end of the road for many of these softball players. But this gives them, you know, this puts them into an elite status type league, which sharpens their skills. So, you know, you can talk about, of course, home runs and slides and not getting caught in a pickle and slap bunt. You know, softball players know that lingo. So the inaugural season kicks off June 15th, and all games will be played at Satsuma High School. I cannot wait to get into this league. This is going to be fun to watch. If you'd like more information, go to asbasoftball.com. That's A-S.
I detect in the middle there softball somewhere. I did pick out the letters.
ASBA softball.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
You got it. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. With other contests, your competition could be in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Montana, or even California.
California?
That's right, California. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs, local. In the Summer Better Than Others contest, register each week at a different partner business for your chance to win a $50 qualifying prize and a chance at the grand prize showcase, including a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch Jewelers, Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Fee. Go for the gold with the best chicken tenders for you and your friends at Goldfingers. An inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters. A two-week four-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor. And a Liberty
Liberty Fat Boy Junior Safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at FMTalk1065.com and on our Facebook. Local business, local winners. From your local hometown radio station, the Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 1065.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2-for-$4 mix and match breakfast.
For limited time at participating restaurants, text on and
good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. A deadly hit and run as a car plows into three people, including a one-year-old baby, as they tried to cross the street. This happened last night on Cervantes Street near M Street in Pensacola. Witnesses say a white Dodge Charger or Challenger sped through a red light and hit a mother, her baby, and another adult. The one-year-old baby and an adult have died. The baby's mother was rushed to Baptist Hospital. Police are still looking for the driver this morning.
We can't bring those lives that are lost tonight back, but we certainly can work hard to prevent any other lives from being lost.
A bond hearing today for the man charged with attempted rape and assault in a frightening attack in downtown Mobile. Douglas Dunson is accused of attacking a woman inside the RSA parking garage. And two of Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox's former opponents are now endorsing the Democratic nominee for governor. Sue Bell Cobb and Doug Newblue Smith announced their support for the November primary. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 646 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 110-102 in Cleveland on Wednesday night to take a commanding 3-0 series lead in the NBA Finals. Golden State's Kevin Durant led every player on the floor with 43 points, including a three-pointer in the final minute to give the Warriors a 106-100 lead.
Shot clock at 5. Kevin Durant way outside, delivers! Kevin Durant from downtown, it's a six-point game!
The 43 points is a career playoff high for Durant. LeBron James scored 33 for the Cavaliers and Kevin Love added 20, but for Cleveland to win the championship, they'll have to do something no team has ever done in NBA history. Teams that have fallen behind 3-0 in the NBA playoffs are 0-131. That's 131 series losses and 0 series wins when the team falls behind by 3 games. Even though most think the series is as good as over, Durant was focused on the next game following the win.
I'm just really just trying to come in and be the best teammate player I can be until, you know, this thing is over. So, you know, I just got to stay locked in.
Game 4 is tomorrow night in Cleveland at 8 o'clock. The Mobile Bay Bears crushed the Chattanooga Lookouts 17-4 on Wednesday in Chattanooga. Bay Bears fell behind 1-0 in the first inning, but scored 8 runs in the third inning to kickstart their highest scoring game since July of 2016, also against the Chattanooga Lookouts. Zach Gibbons and Jared Walsh both hit 2-run home runs yesterday, and Brendan Lund had 3 hits for the 3rd consecutive game. Bay Bears will wrap up the 5-game road series at Chattanooga tonight at 6:15 before heading back home to face the Jackson Generals beginning tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Also Wednesday, 4 Bay Bears were named to the Southern League All-Star Game. Pitcher Griffin Canning, catcher Michael Barash, third baseman Taylor Ward, and outfielder Zach Gibbons were all selected to play in the game on June 19th at Regents Field in Birmingham. On Tuesday, Delaware became the first state outside of Nevada to fully legalize betting on sports. Governor John Carney was the first in the state to make a legal bet when he placed $10 on the Phillies to beat the Cubs. And maybe it's a good omen? The Phillies won that game 6-1, meaning that the first bet placed in Delaware, by the governor no less, was a winner. Yesterday, the state announced that on the first day of legalized betting, $322,135 was bet in Delaware. Delaware had only offered parlay wagering on NFL games since 2009. Last year, the state took around $48 million on NFL parlay wagers. Forecasters say between $350 and $760 million in bets could be taken annually by the state if online gambling is also implemented. In Major League Baseball on Wednesday, the San Diego Padres beat the Atlanta Braves 3-1. The Washington Nationals crushed Tampa Bay 11-2. Pittsburgh Pirates beat the L.A. Dodgers 11-9, and Jason Hayward hit a walk-off grand slam to give his Chicago Cubs a 7-5 win over Philadelphia. 6:49 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center right in front of Dolphin Way Baptist Church, we've got an accident off the Dolphin at 65 and moving out of the roadway. Watch your speed through there. Officers are on the scene. Still looks good as you're traveling from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Highway 90, Theodore Dawes Road, Rangeline Road, and Schillinger near Three Notch. We do have some radar in the area. Bama Flooring on Highway 59 in Summerdale offers so much more flooring options in those big box stores and a better pricing with quicker estimates and installation too. Call 989-9911 and see them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:51, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. Just about an hour away from Captain Bobby and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Get you ready for the big weekend on the water, and hopefully you'll get out there. The conditions look pretty darn good. We'll get more from Dr. Bill on that coming up. And Highway to the Danger Zone, permission.
Oh, my goodness.
Permission what? To... Well, he actually doesn't ask permission to buzz the tower. He has permission to fly by when Flat Top tells him the pattern is full. That's a negative. Those are just hints of what's coming up. In just a second, I'm going to tell you about about your childhood and maybe your adulthood coming back for another bite of the apple. More on that Top Gun kind of story coming up in just a second. Now, you know, more important headlines with Kelly Finley.
You are too amazing for words. I just have to tell you that on air. Okay, so happening tomorrow, here's what we know. The city of Biloxi has announced, of course, you know, they've recently lost a figure in the city, former Biloxi Mayor A.J. Holloway. He died. So the city says that they do have funeral arrangements. Visitation will be Friday, June 8th from 9:30 a.m. to noon at the Nativity BVM Cathedral, followed by a mass of Christian burial at noon. The former mayor will be laid to rest at Southern Memorial Park. Of course, he passed away earlier this week following months of an illness. He was Biloxi's longest serving mayor, first elected mayor in 1993, excuse me, and then serving until February 2015, where he had to step down for health reasons. Mr. Holloway was 79 years old. U.S. Senator Roger Wicker released a statement earlier this week saying, quote, A.J. Holloway was a force for the city of Biloxi during his impressive 22-year career in public service. As a city council and mayor, he helped revive the region's economy and later was instrumental in the city's recovery from Hurricane Katrina. He was also a standout college football player, helping Ole Miss win a national championship in 1960. Gail and I send our deepest sympathies and prayers to his wife and their entire family. So that was a life that was lost but will never be forgotten. All right, let's switch gears. Gentlemen, did you know that there may be some newness coming to social media when it comes to Instagram?
Uh-oh.
Yes. Well, according to Word on the Street, okay, Instagram will soon let users post videos up to 1 hour long.
Oh, what could go wrong? what could possibly go wrong with that?
So right now you can already...
It'll be fine.
You can already stream live video for up to an hour, but Instagram is working to extend this time limit to non-broadcast clips. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. So these videos would be vertical. Instagram already uses the format for their stories, if you're familiar with stories. I've never used stories. My children do, but I've never. Mm-hmm. I'm old-fashioned IG. I want to be the OG on the IG.
OG IG.
But Instagram says that they have 800 million active users, 500 million of which use their service every day when it comes to these stories. So clearly I'm not cool. And new emojis could be coming as well. I bet you can't guess what type of emojis may be making its way to your IG timeline.
Hmm. Probably some food-based emoji.
Yes.
Usually food-based emoji. Whenever we have these stories, it's like, now you could have a cupcake with sprinkles.
But oh, goodness. Cupcakes is one of them.
Yeah, of course, because I hear these stories. The reason it sticks with me, I hear these stories and go, yeah, that's what I need in my communications as a 45-year-old father of two. I need me some cupcakes to put in an emoji.
Or you could use one of the superheroes or a supervillain or maybe a mosquito.
I'd use a mosquito.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How about a bagel?
Bagel work. You know, buffalo wings are missing.
With sprinkles?
We need a buffalo wing emoji.
With sprinkles? We have sprinkles on them.
I can't even. So, just keeping you posted. Yeah, that's we need to balance it. When we have hard stories, we've got to have some that make you smile and make
with
you
sprinkles.
Say. With sprinkles. Everything is better with, well, I would say everything's better with whipped cream, but that's just me. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 6:55, and time to take you back to the 80s. You remember this? Let's see.
You are still dangerous.
But
you can be my wingman anytime.
Put a ring on it.
Oh, you could be my wingman anytime. Yes, the bromance there between Mav and the Iceman, of course, from Top Gun. And now the word on the street, Val Kilmer has been spotted at a hotel being used for the cast and crew of the Top Gun sequel. Sources say he is indeed in the movie. Meanwhile, prepare yourselves. Kenny Loggins says he's coming back to redo Danger Zone for
good.
The sequel.
Oh.
He said he's going to find a younger rock act to work with. Well, Kenny, that's not hard. Pretty much anybody under...
Yeah.
He's going to find another group to work with, and they're going to retool Danger Zone for the sequel, Top Gun Maverick.
It can't get better than this.
I guess technically he could use Metallica. They are younger than Kenny Loggins.
That is true. That is well said. Of course, sources say this movie's been in production for a little while. They were spotted at San Diego Hotel. The production crew is there. They've been filming since last week. And of course, because everything leaks, right? So the word out is this has been going on. No word about Mav being played by Tom Cruise. But you do have Val Kilmer, which means Iceman is back.
That's
Iceman,
so good.
How you can have Iceman in it and not have Mav, I don't know. But they said it's there. It's Top Gun, so the sequel is going to be called, if you're looking for it in a year from now or whenever they get around to it, it's called Top Gun Maverick. Right? Or Top Gun... It's Top Gun colon Maverick. So Top Gun Maverick? Top Gun
Maverick.
I think Top Gun Maverick.
I'm stoked.
All right, Iceman. We'll be right back.